Welcome to Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. It's our Tuesday Business Spotlight, and I'm so excited that you're here. You know that we are here with our show week after week, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen are dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We're smart, we're savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I love the business spotlight because we never know who our guest is going to be, who our host is going to be. And this week, we're starting off February with Pinterest because there is just so much buzz about it. And I'm going to be really honest, it is probably the thing I know the least about. So I am very excited and have my notepad ready, and I hope you do too, because I am sharing Heather Farris. She is a Pinterest marketing strategist with a full-service Pinterest agency dedicated to helping online entrepreneurs scale their businesses with organic and paid marketing. She also offers education for the do-it-yourselfers who aren't ready to outsource just yet. But her true passion is helping business owners like you and me craft a custom strategy to get our amazing content in front of the audience on Pinterest. So like I said, I am so excited. I have my pen ready. So Heather, welcome to the Business Spotlight here on Word of Mom Radio.
Dory, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to chat.
I have to ask, because to become a Pinterest marketing strategist, tell us your journey of how you got to Pinterest and what made this happen for you.
It was really a total accident. I started using Pinterest 10 years ago when it released into beta as just a mom. I didn't know how to cook or clean, and I just fell in love with it. And then fast forward about 6 years, I started a mom blog, and I kept reading and on Pinterest, you know, and scrolling through, and then on other people's blogs that I should be putting my mom blogs on Pinterest. So that's kind of where it started. I started by putting my own blog on there, and then I got really good at it because I had been using it for so long, and I understood the ins and outs. So a friend of mine asked, while she was traveling for 3 months, like every week, if I would do hers just in that time frame. And I did such a great job that she referred me, and it just snowballed from there. So now I help about 15 organic clients, and I have about 10 ad clients on board all the time.
Well, okay, but so you have a website and you have a blog. Mm-hmm. How does Pinterest grow your blog? I'm so confused because to me, Pinterest, what I've always thought is just a bunch of photos.
Right. It's not. There's links behind those images, at least the biggest portion of them. And Pinterest actually needs bloggers like you and me and the mom blogger next door that's putting her recipes on there. And then, you know, the mom blogger down the street that's putting her cleaning hacks on there. They need us because without content creators, they wouldn't have a platform. They are a search engine, much like Google, but they're all image-based. So when you go on the platform and you don't know what you're looking for, you just know that you want to make chicken for dinner tonight. So you type in chicken dinner recipes. And then all of these things come up, all of these images. And you click on the first thing that sounds easy, that looks good, and it takes you to a website. That right there is exactly what you need to be putting on Pinterest, your blog posts, your podcasts, your YouTube videos, your affiliate links even. It's just, there's massive opportunity.
Huh. I'm serious. It never occurred to me. I mean, I have a product. So, I mean, when we have a Pinterest page, but mm-hmm. I know it's a place that you should promote your digital products, but how do you go about that?
So you create Pinterest images, which if you use something simple like Canva, you can start with a free Canva account or you can upgrade to their paid version. And you use something like Canva, they already have pre-made templates on their site, on their design site. So you just go on and you choose Pinterest graphic and you customize it based on whatever text you want on there. And then they also have access to free stock photos that you can use. So you can put stock photos on there, or if you take your own photos, you can upload those and put those on your Pinterest image. And then you download that, and then you can upload it directly to Pinterest. There's, if you go to Pinterest's website, there's a red button on the top right-hand corner where you can upload a pin. You put it there, and then whatever URL you're wanting to send it to, so let's just say you're sending it to one of your Word of Mom Radio blog, you know, podcast show notes, you would use that URL and tie it to that Pinterest image, and then you save it to one of your boards. Now, there's a lot more to that, but that is the general rule of thumb when you're saving an image and you're sending it out into the world using Pinterest.
Interesting. Now, can you sell on Pinterest? I mean, I know you can sell on Facebook.
Yes. So, and they even actually just opened up, for any of your listeners, if they have e-commerce shops, they just recently opened up catalogs. And you can also, if you have like a Shopify or an Etsy store, when you pin your products to the platform, it will, you can tag a product there, or it will pull the information from like Shopify, and it'll add a price tag, and it'll go straight to your shop page if that's the URL that you tell it you want it to go to. So you can put your products on there. If it's digital products, if it's physical products, it doesn't really matter. There are big companies, like there's a vodka company actually selling alcohol on the platform now. They're actually not selling their alcohol directly on the platform, but they're getting brand awareness on the platform, and they're bringing people in store. So even e-commerce shop owners that don't have an online shop, but they do have a physical location, you can do location-based marketing using Pinterest as well. So it doesn't matter if it's a physical product or digital product, or if it's local only, you definitely can use Pinterest to market that product.
Huh. Now, all right, you can promote your blog, you can promote your products and everything. Is Pinterest considered social media? How does that exactly work?
No, it's not, because it is a search engine. So most people, and it's over 90% of the searches that take place on Pinterest, are totally unbranded. People are going on the platform and they're looking for that chicken recipe or that cleaning hack for their house. They're not looking for Myers cleaning solutions, you know, the Myers cleaning product.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for eco-friendly cleaning solutions or eco-friendly cleaning recipes, things like that. And then that is where you can put yourself in front of them. So they are searching unbranded terms that are usually longer in length, like 3 to 4 words, and they don't know what they're going to find. But over 60% of people who have used the platform have said that they've found a new brand or a new service using the platform. So it is not social media at all. Like, you can comment and like pins and leave reviews on pins, but that's really the extent of it. There's no community behind Pinterest. You're all on your own, and they want you to really cultivate a life that you love using their platform, and they give you that through boards. And back in the day, family found out that I was actually pregnant because I was using Pinterest to plan a baby shower that I hadn't told anyone about yet. So it's not like that anymore. It's not, you know, in order of what you pin. It's totally smart, and it gives you suggestions based on what you're searching for on the platform and what you interact with, but it is totally not social media. It's all search-based. So usually it serves you up things that you have searched in the past or you've interacted with, and then you have to actually go and search for something if you want something specific.
Okay. I'm sitting here, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, it does, but I'm kind of like, my head is a little swimming. Because I'm thinking, all right, I have an account. I can't even think of the last time that I've done anything on Pinterest but follow somebody else because of the people on the radio show. If they have an account, I'll follow them. But, again, it is probably the one platform I just don't delve into because it just seems complicated to me. And so, you make it sound so simple.
I want to challenge
good for you.
This evening, I want to challenge you. Take 10 minutes and open up either the app on your phone or the app on your desktop and just go to Pinterest. And when you're logged in, your smart feed is going to be the first thing that shows. It should be. If not, click your home button on the top left-hand side. It says home. And it'll take you to your smart feed. And I just want you to scroll through your smart feed for just a couple of minutes and see what's there. And then once you have a good idea of what's there, I want you to think of something off the top of your head and type it into the search bar and see what comes up. And that's it. That's all I want you to do. And then that'll kind of familiarize yourself with what's on the platform and how you can use it.
Ooh, a challenge for Dory. Okay, and you know I'm going to go and post about it because I will do this challenge.
Great.
I will take a look at this.
See what comes and, up.
You know, it's so funny because I have one friend who just, this is her favorite thing in the world to do. She could just spend all day long on Pinterest and, you know, finding this and finding this project or this craft or this and that. And see, I think that really, honestly, that's probably why I haven't spent time on it because I'm not a craft. I'm not a recipe. You know, I have a clear bad company and I have a radio show.
Yeah, it's so much more than that, though. You have, I guarantee you have a big portion of your audience that are business, in the business side of things, and they're going to Pinterest to find ideas for systems and workflows and how to use certain tools, like Trello is a big topic on Pinterest. And how do I start a podcast? Maybe they've been on the podcast and they like the idea of it. Now they want to start one. They're searching for those things on there, too. There's even bookkeeping stuff on there. I had a client that was a lawyer, and she was helping Etsy shop owners legalize their businesses. So there was all kinds of things about payroll and taxes on there. Your mind will be blown when you get on the platform and you just give it 10 minutes to just do some searching.
On that note, I'm going to – let's take a break here. Say thank you to our fabulous sponsors here on Word of Mom Radio. And come back because I really want to talk to you about promoting the podcast and things like that on Pinterest. Really need to pick your brain for our audience and me too. So we'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
As parents, keeping our school safe is our utmost concern. SafetyBags.com offers a line of clear bags and backpacks not only for the students, but for the teachers, administrators, and everyone else entering that school, because asking our students to carry clear bags puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe literally on the backs of our children. Safety Bags offers a way to partner with the schools in keeping them safe. So visit us at safetybags.com and you will see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Join StadiumBags.com in our efforts to keep schools safe. 10% of every bag sold will now be donated to different organizations promoting safety in our learning environments. Not only do our clear bags take the hassle out of going through security, but they make a difference. So join us at StadiumBags.com because you'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio with Heather Farris, who is a Pinterest marketing strategist, blowing my mind right now. Because never would it have I've considered promoting Word of Mom Radio on Pinterest as a podcast and as a radio show.
Yeah.
And you mentioned it earlier. We kind of touched on it, but how would you go about something like that? I mean, now, so let me read back to you. Let me make sure I'm understanding you. You're saying that I can go in there let's say, just about pinning you and pin you as a Pinterest marketing strategist, I can link back to your show on Blog Talk, or I can take you to our wordofmomradio.com site to bring you back into it. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Pretty much, if you have a URL for something, whether it's a blog post or a paid product or a free lead magnet, it doesn't matter. As long as it has a URL, you can put it on the platform. So I'm actually looking at your upcoming, let's see, your on-demand episodes, Getting Organized with Katarina Dugan. I hope I said her name right.
Yes,
so
you did.
That particular episode, depending on what she's talking about in the episode, you will do a couple little searches on Pinterest for your keywords. And I always suggest starting with at least three. And then you will create a pretty little Pinterest image in Canva and download it. And then you'll upload it to Pinterest. You'll write a description with those three keywords. And you'll send it to the URL where Katarina's episode lives. And people will click it and they'll go to that website, that web page, and they will either choose to read the show notes and then listen, or they will, maybe they'll save it for later. Saving it for later shows interest that they're interested in the content, but they just don't have time to consume it right now, and that sort of thing. So there's so much potential for it.
Here's a question. Do I pin as myself? Because I just flipped over, you know, because I followed you on Pinterest. And I have it, you know, Pinterest.com/DoriDiCarlo. And I have it as wordofmomradio.com. Do I pin as myself, or do I pin this as Word of Mom, or do I do both?
I would use your business account, because that's where you're going to get the most bang for your buck. Because when you have a Pinterest account that is a business version of it, then you have access to some more tools. You get analytics. Sorry, that was confusing me, that word. You get analytics on Pinterest, and that will show you what is resonating with your audience on the platform. So I would definitely pin as your business account. And then you get to put a URL in your profile. So if someone comes across your profile and they're interested in your content, they can go straight to your website, and you can. It's right there on your profile. It has a little check mark next to it. It says claimed, all of that goodness. So pin as your business.
Very cool. Very cool. You know, and it's funny because I have to be honest. I was actually just talking with my VA Dawn today about the fact that at this point in my life, I'm so overwhelmed with everything I'm doing that it's just everything is happening so much. But this actually intrigues me. I'm not joking. Really, honestly, it's like, wow, as busy as I am, this is kind of intriguing.
When you boil it down, and I like to make it as simple as possible for my clients and for my students, and anyone that follows me on social media, I'm here to teach and I'm here to share as much as I can. Because at the end of the day, I want it to be super simple. So when you're just getting started on the platform, the only thing you need to be concerned with is making sure that you're doing your keyword research. Everything else can come later. You can figure out what images work better and what colors work better, but you have to start with keywords. So that's always where I tell someone to start.
And is that how you can ensure that you're strategically growing on Pinterest?
All about the keywords. Later comes images. And like I said, you can figure those out later. You can read some stuff online. I even have some resources and some tidbits on whether your image is working or not on my website. But you start with keyword research, and I have like a 6-minute YouTube video teaching you how to find keywords on Pinterest. You just use the search bar, and there's actually a new tool called trends.pinterest.com that you can also use to find keywords. But as long
it's
as
it's called what?
It's trends.pinterest.com.
Trend.pinterest.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay, sorry.
And
it's
only available in the United States right now, just in the U.S. right now, but they're opening it up to all of the world soon. They just beta released it in January to the United States. But you can either use the trends tool or you can just use the Pinterest search bar and find the keywords where you want people to find your content. And as long as you figure out that piece in the very beginning, everything else will come.
When we started, I let everybody know that you're a full-service Pinterest agency. Do you offer education? And what do you offer as far as services, education, things like that, if someone were to reach out to you, Heather?
Yeah, so we have done-for-you services for both organic management. So if you have a business and you know Pinterest is a place that you want to be to drive some more solid leads to your site, we can do that both for organic and we can do it for promoted pins or Pinterest ads. So we have both of those. We also create images for clients. So if you come on board and we have a management program or a management package with you and you don't want to create images, we do those. Actually, my team member, Becky, helps me create those. And then if your team wants to handle your Pinterest marketing, but you don't know where to start, we also offer one-on-one strategy sessions. And those last anywhere from 90 minutes to about 3 hours. It just depends on how much you need as far as where you're starting with Pinterest. If you know nothing, then it'll take a little longer. And then we have a couple courses that will teach you from start to finish how to start from nothing and optimize your Pinterest profile and then start marketing on the platform. So we have a couple small products and then we have a full Pinterest course. So I have all the options available. If you want to DIY it, we have that. If you want done for you, we have that.
How fabulous. I love that there you were, a mom looking for things about being a mom 10 years ago when this is in beta. Moms start with a why. We say it all the time here. And I love that you've created this business for yourself. What's the best part of it for you?
Oh, my gosh. The best part of creating this business was the last year we have been traveling full-time as a family. We pulled our kids out of school. My husband got out of the military. And we bought an RV, and we've been traveling for a full year. And my business has paid for all of it. The income that I have grown from Pinterest has paid for our trip around the United States. So that's been the best part for me, just that freedom and flexibility, and then really just making an impact in other business owners' lives. I have not only learned how to become a better budgeter, I learned how to declutter and sell all of my stuff so I can live in an RV from one of my clients. I have learned how to cook plant-based from another client. It's just been amazing.
How fun. Really. And I got to tell you, RV life, I could totally do. And thank you to your husband for his service and for you as the mom at home and the wife at home. You know, I think some of the most unsung heroes are the spouses of our military, you know, who have to hold it all together when their spouse is gone. Because let's face it, when you're in the service, you're in the service. And they can call you at a moment's notice.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
that's it. You know, and you just have to go, okay, you know, so really, I really thank you. Please, as we're wrapping up, share, what would you like to share with our audience before you let them know how to get in touch with you?
I want to give them the same challenge that I'm giving you. If you know nothing about Pinterest, but you know that you want to use it for your business, think about the top three things that people ask you every single day as a business owner. How are you changing their lives? What are you offering as a service or free content? And then go on the platform and search for that. And then that'll tell you whether or not your people are looking for you on the platform. If there are competitors already putting information like yours on there, you should be there as well. So that's my challenge to them.
Awesome. Please let everybody know how to find you, Heather.
I am on all social channels as Heather Ferris Co. Or you can just go to my website and everything is there. It's heatherferris.com.
I really hope that people reach out to you. And I will take your challenge. Absolutely. I you know, never let a challenge go unresponded to. That's not fair. But I'm excited. I'm actually excited. And, you know, I think I have a page for safety bags, but I don't even know if I have one for Word of Mom. And again, you know, you just start everything. If this is the business management side of things and, you know, why Janice Clark is so important with the, you know, social media help, not hype, and that editorial calendar that I'm going to have to get back out and now start fitting Pinterest into my schedule, because I have a feeling I'm going to have some fun with it. And I really thank you, Heather, for getting me excited about a platform that I was always like, yeah, well, I never understood it. And now why bother? I actually want to bother now, and I thank you because your enthusiasm got me excited. It really did.
Well,
So
I really love, I love Pinterest. I live it, I breathe it, and I thank you so much for letting me share my message to your audience.
It was my pleasure. And for all of you tuning in, reach out. It's Heather Farris, F-A-R-R-I-S. So heatherfarris.com, and then she's Heather Farris, C-O, all across social media. Reach out. For all of you tuning in, thank you so much for being here with us today on Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I hope this excited you as much as it did for me, and that you make Pinterest a great destination and journey on your business trail. So until next time, we're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. And this is Dori DiCarlo saying, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure. She is strong.